are what seems to us to be two different pronunciations. And one is with a D and one is with a T.
Oh, you mean now about the Greens?
Yes.
Where do you hear that, in the South?
Yes. And
well, did you ever ask anybody how to spell it?
Well, actually we're not so much interested in the spelling as in the pronunciation. And I've always assumed there is no such word as salad.
That's what I thought, and I remember just as well seeing the word written once, a long time ago.
Right.
And I thought, well, that person had made a mistake.
Right.
Just didn't know how to spell. And the person was probably right, because where I've seen that word, and I don't know whether it's S-A-L-L-E-T, or is that the spelling? S-A-L-L-E-T, I think
that's
it is. Anyway, where I saw it, I just know that they wouldn't have made a mistake about it. It was in print in something that you'd know that it would have to be correct. And then I decided it was just if they slur the words like most of us do, you can't tell the difference.
Right. That's very interesting, because that is in fact one of the problems that we have here. When when is a green a salad? When is it salad? When is it turnip for greens?
Well, it's all exactly the same. It's just a different name for the same thing. And if anybody wants to sidestep it, all they have to do is say, we had mustard greens today, or we had turnip greens. That's a perfectly complete word without getting into the other.
Suppose you have someone in town here with who wants to sell vegetables, grow them just on a small scale to supply a few families. What would they be called?
Well, truck farmer.
Is that
peddler?
And did they use the term truck when you were a child, or?
Well, I don't know that they did as much, because I don't think there was many of them, to tell you the truth. I think it was more somebody would maybe kind of go in for selling some vegetables along with making a cotton crop or something, but they wouldn't be just in the vegetable business like these Italians and all that have come in, you know, and people like that also, don't you think the Italians particularly
are? Yes.
Truck.
Large cities as well.
I don't remember any body around here like Louis is here now, and some of the others that we've had here for a long time. I don't remember those. But you didn't need them, because the colored people just poured in with things, you know. And some white farmers peddled too, you know, and you had plenty of things offered you.
I see. The term for the white food that's used with gravy, small grains,
come to see Mr.
and
Crest.
How do you do, sir?
Have y'all talked out?
Well, I'm doing very well. I don't. Your wife's still very patient with
Mrs. Gradsey.
Well, we're still working.
Well,
come on, sit down.
Hold you. I'll be back in a minute.
Is she ready to go?
Oh yeah, she's ready.
You got a little piece of tobacco.
Yeah.
You've been chewing tobacco. I'm joking. That's not one of his bad habits. I say that's not one of his bad habits. He used to be a cigarette smoker, but in 1945, his doctor told him to stop cigarettes and said, I don't mean tomorrow, I mean today. He never smoked one since.
And he stopped just like that.
So I was